Triple M. Terry for breakfast.
We love live entertainment, and there's plenty of it this weekend down at the Albany Port Theatre. The Albany Light Opera and Theatre Company is getting together with Act Belong Commit. They're presenting Let's Shine Together, unearthing some hidden talents here in Albany, people living with a disability, supported by the Albany Light Opera and Theatre Company. This is the fourth in a series of original Let's Shine shows. There was one in 98, there was another one in 2009, 2014, and we're back again in 2017. And joining us from Let's Shine Together, I've got a couple of cast members. I've got Emily and Naomi here, and also Janet McCartney from Albany Light Opera and Theatre Company. Hello and welcome along.
Hello. Hello. Thank you very much for having us. We're very excited.
Yeah. We're into the second week. We had a big opening last weekend.
Yes, we did everything right for a change. It was a bit scary the last couple of weeks doing the rehearsals, but we're looking pretty good now.
Yeah.
And an annual event which last happened in 2014, which won a City of Albany Australia Day Award for Event of the Year. But you're telling me this year that it's going to be more entertaining and more inspirational than 2014.
I believe so. We've got some fantastic songs and dancing, and we had a little bit of probably more old-fashioned things than previous years, when this time we've got very modern. In particular, Yes I Can, which is the 2016 Paralympic song, is very motivational. It's, you know, it's about us being able to do anything. And one of the other songs we've got is We're All In Together, which is from High School Musical. And that's just one of our ending songs, and we go out in a bit of a bang with that one. Yes.
Anything with High School Musical gets a lot of votes out there, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. The beat's just fantastic. We really have the groove, don't we, girls?
We do.
Yes, we do.
And for those that aren't familiar with the opening theme for last year's Paralympic Games, Yes I Can, here's a bit of a taste for you.
Yes, I can, suddenly. Yes, I can. Gee, I'm afraid to go on as turned into. Yes, I can. Take a look, what do you see? 133 pounds of confidence, me. Got the feeling I can do anything. Yes, I can. Something that sings in my blood is telling me. Yes, I can. I was just born today. I can go all the way, yes. I can.
What a great little number there. Yes, I Can, which was featured in last year's Paralympics. And Let's Shine Together. We'll have a version on the weekend.
Yes, we're going to be doing some song and dance before, and then we will be showing the video, which is well and truly worth everyone to see that.
So we've got a couple of cast members here, Naomi and Emily. Hello, how's it all been?
Tiring, to be honest.
And I guess your background, you're no stranger to performing in your family, because your dad, James, was actually behind the microphone here at the radio station many years ago.
Yes, he was.
Big performer, and now he's overseas. You tell me he's working in a theme park.
Yes, he's working at a theme park called Kidzania. It's basically like Disneyland, but more British.
And also doing some work with the Formula Ones.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, but it's not all about Dad. So how long have you been performing in Albany?
I've been performing for about 3 years.
Would that have been from when you did the last Let Shine Forever show?
Yeah, the last one I did, I kind of came out of my shell performance-wise, and then I thought, oh, I might as well give singing a crack. And then I went to an art studio called Open Access, and I did a performance for there, and my knees were shaking so much. And I went, I might as well
But
do
once
that
it's underway, you're at ease, aren't you?
Yeah.
I think the most nervous thing is waiting for things to happen. Once you're on the way,
yeah, just
you're going to be fine.
Flies out.
Yeah, get the butterflies out of
yeah.
the way.
Yeah.
And we've got Naomi here with us. Hello.
Hi.
What's your favourite part of Let's Shine?
Well, my favourite part of Let's Shine is really ABBA and High School Musical, because that's really in my era. But when I first discovered ABBA, I was only dancing on stage, but Margaret just stepped in and told me, saying, "Ah, Naomi, you're good at that. I'll give you a spotlight," something like that. So, So
I'm down here at Railways Football Club having a chat with Glenn Jakovich, who's just conducted training. Glenn, you're just putting the feet up there.
Yeah, well, I didn't expect this many numbers. Really overwhelmed with the support. Over 100 kids here this morning on a Sunday morning, and we had a big function last night for the Albany Hospice annual fundraiser at the La Grande Hotel. And here we are again this year, and our special guest this year, Matt Prittis, the retiring Brownlow medalist of the West Coast Eagles, absolute champion, and great to see him still have a great connection with the kids. His insight, his teaching towards young kids is really relative, and I think the kids had a really good day and got a lot out of it.
You conducted some coaching out there, looked pretty intense. What do you think of the kids down here and their abilities with the football?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's something that I've always said throughout my whole career when I was playing, and I've been out of the game for, you know, 14 years now. The country kids just seem to kick the ball better, handball the ball better, because they probably spend more times out on the oval and out in the parks doing a lot of activities outdoors as opposed to indoors. So we've always noticed that the country kids' skill development is probably progressed a lot better than some of the other kids in that we come across out in the city areas, but they seem to handle the ball pretty well. Just a natural instinct to pick up the ball, handball it, kick it to a mate, and got good hand-eye coordination skills.
Glenn Jakovich is here with us. Glenn, you're here again for the Albany Community Hospice fundraising this weekend. We had the dinner last night, Motel Le Grand, footy clinic today. Then you're going to head off to the White Star Hotel. You've been a big supporter of the hospice over, what is it, 6 years now?
This is my seventh year, and we've had some great guests over the years: Aaron Sandlands, Hayden Ballantyne, Dean Cox, Andrew Embley, and Matt Prittis this year, and myself in the early year that I was able to come down here and be a part of it. Really enjoyed it. The hospice is something that all of us have probably come across in some shape or form with family, relatives, loved ones, friends, my father many years ago passed away when I was a young kid, and I've seen, you know, the struggles and the battles that families go through at a very difficult time, and to have palliative care the way we have these days, we're much more resourced. Funding is really important. We've got to stay on top of funding. We need to continue to raise awareness. And we had a great day yesterday. Went and saw some inpatients and really brightened up their day for what is a very difficult situation that they're currently going through. So the facility here now, as opposed to what it was some years ago, is thanks to the people, the businesses and local community here in Albany, and even surrounding communities have come far and wide to support the hospice, Albany Hospice. Now to have the facility they've got now is fantastic, and the benefit for the people of here of Albany.
Glenn Jakovich, you're out here at Railways, and over the road we can see the newly reconstructed Centennial Stadium. Could you possibly help us maybe get a pre-season match in 2019?
Well, I guess to the powers that be, but the facility over there is AFL standard, so we've got the community challenge games that happen in the pre-season, so I know they go out to Ballarat, and they've been to Kalgoorlie, and they've been to Geraldton. I think it's time they come down to Albany, so let's knock on the AFL door, Gillon McLaughlin's door, and say, listen, send one down here for the folks of Albany, because it's produced a number of great footballers over the years, and it's a pretty historical town, this one, for many reasons, not only just sport.
We're going to save that audio for next year when they're planning 2019's pre-season. Malcolm Young, instrumental in the start-up of AC/DC, and he provided a little lesson on rock and roll a few years ago.
There's very few rock and roll bands. There's rock bands, there's sort of metal, there's whatever, but there's no rock and roll bands. There's the Stones in us. And their sounds completely different to us. So we really aim, you know, in an area that's going back in time with the sounds, still what the old analog sounds, you know. So we try to even keep that. And the sounds are bigger than digital.
Well, what's the difference between rock bands and rock and roll bands?
Well, rock bands don't really swing. Rock and roll has a swing, you know, like you've got your hi-hats. You know, a lot of rock's not got that swing in the hi-hat. It's more become stiff. They don't understand the feel, the movement, you know, the jungle of it all. It's a feeling.
Quick masterclass from one of the best, Malcolm Young from AC/DC. And with that little demo at the end, he could have been a beatboxer as well.
Sounds of Albany.
Jackpot today is at $1,980. If we don't sell the sound today, we get it up to $2,000 on Monday. So that'd be a huge milestone, given that we started the jackpot all those months ago
at $500. This is our sound. What is it and where can you find it? It's something that's been recorded locally. Carl is back from Peaceful Bay. Good morning, Carl.
If it rings too late, it's a ghost because someone else is going through.
Oh, no, Carl, you're on.
Yeah, matey, how you going?
I'm good. You've been trying to get through for a while.
Yeah, a couple of weeks, mate. My finger's worn out.
How big's that phone bill for you from Peaceful Bay?
Yeah, mate.
Must be huge.
Yeah. Listen, I hadn't heard the sound for over a decade because I used to have a six stack in my old cruiser.
Yes.
And when out the bush, I used to play it 24/7. And when it ran out of the six, it, you know, it click and then, you know, turn and play the other six, you know? That's not it.
How difficult things used to be with
very
those
difficult
devices.
Yeah.
Now life is a lot easier, isn't it?
Yeah, mate.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to make things too easy for you because that sound is incorrect.
It's right.
It's not the one we want.
Not the one.
No, mate. I think you got a little bit excited there a bit early.
Oh, mate. Yeah, I saw another 2 weeks.
Can't give you the money. Yeah. Sorry, mate.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Yeah, see you, mate.
Rebecca's with us. Yeah. Rebecca, sound of Albany, what do you reckon it is?
So I am hoping it is someone dropping a car tyre on the workshop floor.
Where would that be happening?
Clark's Tyres.
So dropping a tyre on the workshop floor at Clark's Tyres on Lockyer Avenue.
Yep.
Yeah, not the one we want. A big round donut coming your way. I'm sorry.
No worries. Thanks anyway.
Good on you, Rebecca.
Thanks. See ya. Bye.
The money jackpots to $2,000 on Monday. I love saying that. $2,000, especially after the sound started the jackpot all those months ago at $500. So big milestone coming up on Monday, and you can win all the money right here at Triple M.